Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
Listen, folks, today we've got a very special guest in the studio. You won't be hearing him on the microphones, but you might be hearing him taking pictures. So if you hear little shudders, that's just our publicity. That's our friend Frank Fridella.
Hola.
He says hola. Okay, so today, Lili, let's talk about the lesson. What do we got?
Yes, the lesson is here is my card.
Here is my card.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're talking like a business card?
Yes, a business card. So it's going to be in an environment of business. Maybe, you know, a seminar or like a meeting.
Okay.
So it's something more professional.
It's like a conference or somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody's networking.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
that's so important nowadays.
It is. So you need to have your business card,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we're going to be listening to at the end of the conversation saying, oh, here's my business card. Call me.
And, okay.
Yeah.
And it's the very end of the conversation. So these are just the formalities of saying goodbye.
Exactly.
Right? But they want to keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So it's kind of polite also.
All right.
Okay. We have one keyword and it's tarjeta de presentación.
Okay. That's actually three words, a three-word keyword.
Yes.
Tarjeta de presentación. Now, literally, that means a presentation card or an introduction card. But I think in English we just say business card.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Spanish, tarjeta de presentación.
Okay. Tarjeta de presentación. We'll talk about those three words later. If you didn't get them all three, don't worry.
Okay. Let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Second time.
Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Third time.
Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
All right, we're back. Now let's do the translation.
Mucho gusto.
Pleasure to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
It's been my pleasure.
Mucho gusto. Igualmente.
Same to you.
Igualmente.
Equally.
Igualmente. ¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Can you give me your email address?
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Can I have your email address?
¿Me puedes dar tu email? Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
I better just give you my business card.
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Well, I'll just give you my business card.
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Okay, folks, now this is a newbie, and you might have heard me translating things two different ways. Don't worry, I was just trying to give you two senses of these words now, because translation is a little bit tricky. So let's take a closer look at these words, all right? So let's start with, nice to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Now, literally, this is, what, very much pleasure?
Yes, a lot pleasure,
okay.
But you don't say that, right?
No, we don't say that in English. But this is what you would say in Spanish when you want to say nice to meet you.
Yes, definitely. This is very polite, and it's something you say like mucho gusto.
Okay, mucho gusto. Now let's look at each word. So what's the word for pleasure?
Gusto.
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 Okay, gusto. And the word for a lot of pleasure or much pleasure?
Mucho.
Mucho. Okay,
mucho.
So put it together and it's
mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Okay, so that's how you say it was a pleasure to meet you. Now, we have to imagine what the conversation was before this. They're saying, okay, we're going to keep in touch. And
mm-hmm.
Right, so all that. But now we're going to the formalities of saying goodbye. All right? So anyway, the person says mucho gusto. And then the answer is, you too.
Igualmente.
Igualmente. Now, that doesn't sound anything like you too.
I know. In fact, igualmente is a very interesting word because it's very polite.
Okay.
You know, it's not like también.
También means also.
Exactly.
Right.
Igualmente is usually used in social exchanges.
Okay. And what does it mean?
Igualmente is like likewise.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that. I wouldn't have come up with that word. Likewise.
Yes.
Okay. So it's nice to meet you. Likewise. All right. And so the next line is requesting the person's email address, right? So it's, could you give me your email address?
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Yes.
Okay. Now I heard the word email.
Yeah.
Is that Spanish now?
Yes, that's Spanish. I mean, you're not going to say, me puedes dar tu email. You know, you're not going to do it like that. So you're speaking Spanish. And of course, it's, you know, it's an anglicism. So you have to say email.
Email.
Yes.
Okay, email. You can't get away with email.
No.
Email. Okay, how do you say your email?
Tu email.
Tu email. Mm-hmm. Okay, tu means your.
Yes.
How about to give your email?
Dar. Dar tu email.
Dar tu email. All right. Now, if you haven't guessed, we're working from the end back to the front. So the next to the last word is you can.
Puedes.
Puedes.
Puedes. Okay.
Puedes. So let's put it together. You can give your email.
Puedes dar tu email.
Puedes dar tu email. Okay. So that's you can give your email. And the only thing missing is the part that says to me, right?
Me.
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 Okay. And that goes at the very beginning of the sentence, right? Mm-hmm. It goes right before the verb. Me puedes dar tu email. Did I say it right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Me puedes dar tu email. Now, one more time in English, it's can you give me your email? Now, I would say address. But you don't have to say the word address?
No. If you just say email, it's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And in fact, you can do that in English, too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So the answer is, I'll just give you my business card.
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Okay. Now let's look at the key word again, which was business card.
Tarjeta de presentación.
Okay. Now what's the word for card?
Tarjeta.
Tarjeta.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the little square, rectangular, flat thing.
That's it.
With the information, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to qualify that it's the business card, you have to say...
Tarjeta de presentación.
Okay, tarjeta de presentación. Now, the word presentación, in English, you can mean presentation. It can also mean introduction, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's introduction.
Okay, so your introduction card.
Yes.
Okay, sweet. So say it one more time for us, a business card.
Tarjeta de presentación.
Okay, how about my business card?
Mi tarjeta de presentación.
Mi tarjeta de presentación. How about I give?
Doy.
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 Okay, so I give my business card?
Doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Okay, now that's not the whole sentence because we need to you, right? We need to give it to you. So how do you say, I will give to you my business card?
Te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Okay, you added the word te at the beginning.
That's right.
Okay, and we're almost done. There's one more word, Liliana, and that is the word for better.
Mejor.
Mejor. Mejor yes. means better.
That's okay? right.
It means more good. Now, when I translated it two different ways, you can say better, but I find myself saying just, right? So when I say the sentence in English, I'll say, oh, I'll just give you my business card.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can say, I better just give you my business card.
Right? Yeah.
Either
they,
way.
Yes. They both work.
Okay. So anyway, that's the English question. What is it in Spanish?
Mejor.
Mejor. Okay. And the whole sentence?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Sweet. Okay. And that's how to offer your business card.
That's right. Network, network.
All right. Let's listen to this again three more times.
Dialogue. First time.
Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Second time.
Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
Third time.
Mucho gusto.
Igualmente.
¿Me puedes dar tu email?
Mejor te doy mi tarjeta de presentación.
All right, we're back, and I want to talk a little bit about this word presentación, because it looks like such a huge word.
I know.
Right?
It
but
is.
It's not that complicated, is it?
No, I mean, presentación, I mean, if you caught it, it comes from presentar.
Right.
Which presentar is to introduce.
To introduce.
Mm-hmm.
Or to present sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay. Presentación. And in fact, it sounds a little bit like the word presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Presentación. There are a lot of words in English that do that with Spanish words. For example, the word for communication.
Comunicación.
Comunicación. Okay. How about the word for information?
Información.
Okay. So basically what we're doing is we have these long, you know, these long words in English. And instead of ending them with the sound shun, we're doing the tropical ending, which is sion.
That's right.
Información.
Comunicación.
Mm-hmm.
Transportación.
Ooh, there's another one. Prostitución.
Yeah, drogadicción.
Drogadicción. Okay.
There's a lot of sion.
Right. And they tend to be these long words that we've taken from Latin.
Exactly.
Right. All right. So one last time. Presentación. Okay. Let's talk about some culture.
Okay. What do you want to know?
I would love to know about business cards.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't have the big culture thing that it's like in Japan or in China that mm-hmm. you need to give it, you know, your business card with both hands and,
okay.
you know, bow in a way.
Okay. So there's not that Asian formality.
No. Definitely not. It's like in the States, you know,
okay.
you give out your business card. And I mean, in Mexico, we use it a lot, but mainly you do it in the business part of it. Not with friends, really.
Okay.
Know. Usually it doesn't work.
Really? Like even if you just want to give your friends your email address? And
not really. You know, it's no.
It's a little too much.
Mm-hmm. We see it as too formal.
Okay.
And if they're your friends, they can just send you an email because they all, you know, they're your friends.
Okay.
So not really.
Or write it on a scrap of paper.
Yeah.
Okay. So save your business cards for formal situations. In fact, this entire dialogue is all about formalities.
Definitely. Because right. we saw it with igualmente. You use it more when you just met someone. So, mm-hmm. for example, if I say, take care, igualmente.
Igualmente.
You okay. know, it was very nice meeting you. Igualmente.
Igualmente.
Say hello
okay.
to your mother.
Igualmente. Okay, so it means likewise, but you only use it in formal situations.
Definitely.
Now, can I say igualmente if somebody insults me?
No.
No?
No, there you make it more personal.
Okay.
It depends on what they tell you, but no.
Maybe that's a lesson for another day.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Liliana. Well, Lily, it has been a pleasure to do this lesson with you.
Likewise, igualmente.
Gracias, muchas gracias. Folks, if you have any questions for us, if you'd like to leave us a comment, please go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. For now, I think it's time for Lily and I to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.